West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me on the Meg Ellison Show, or rejoining me if you've missed any of the programming gold. You can go out to WSAU.com and all the conversations are podcasted out of there. So I've got a bunch of calls lined up. If you're trying to get through, keep trying. I will try to get to as many of you as possible. I have put a shout out to candidates that are running for office, or if you are calling in to endorse local candidates, that is what I would like the topic of conversation to be with the those of you who are calling in this morning, 715-845-2155. My first caller, Matt Zacher. Matt, you're in Wisconsin Rapids running for mayor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for stepping up to the plate. I know that I've heard from current mayor, outgoing mayor Shane Blazer, that he's endorsed you for Wisconsin Rapids mayor. Let's talk, and we'll get to other endorsements, but let's talk about why you decided to put your hat in the ring and why you're subjecting yourself to being the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids.
So Shane had talked to me. So I've been an alderman for 3 years. Now I've been on the Finance and Property Committee as the chair for 2 years. So I've been involved in the budget and the talk about, you know, the future of the city with everything that's happening with the mills and the transitions that we're going through. And when Shane decided to step down, he had asked me if it's something I was interested in, and I had other people from the community, once they found out, that kind of, you know, asked me if I'd be interested. And so I talked with my wife, Jenny, and our kids, and then I had to talk with my brother, Tim, who's co-owner in a business of Express Recycling with me, and I talked with all the employees that are amazing people. And I was kind of in a position to, you know, take the time to be able to give the time necessary to be mayor and work on the projects that are necessary for the city. And they all gave me the thumbs up. So, yeah, I threw my hat in the ring and started the process from there.
So, Matt, obviously I'm not originally from Wisconsin, let alone central Wisconsin, and have lived in the Wausau area, Rim Mountain area, for about 15 years. But are you a lifelong citizen of Wisconsin Rapids, or just about?
So I am not. I actually came up here with my wife, who was from the area, which, that being said, I meet people every day moving to Wisconsin Rapids that, you know, are either with work, but also following somebody that lived here, and then they're coming back to raise their families and stuff. So that is what Jenny and I did. And Martin was already born, and then we had Lydia, Simon, and Vivian. They're going to the public schools. They've done a great job, and they love the community, so that's awesome. But I was born in New Berlin, went to school at a Catholic memorial in Waukesha, and then I went in the military for a little under 4 years right out of high school, or thereabouts. And I was in the 101st Airborne, and then I was in Desert Storm for just under 2 years. So I did that time there, and started school right after I got out in Milwaukee, University of Milwaukee. I got my master's degree in social work, juvenile corrections. So that I was working different jobs when we did decide to move up here and raise our family up here. I was looking into the social work programs, but at the same time had the ability to buy into Express Recycling. And that was the choice we made, to have a little more time with the family as they were growing up, and be able to be a part of that as a father. So that was how we kind of got started.
Four kids, Matt, right? Did you say four?
Yes. Yes. Aww. Yep.
That's sweet.
Yep.
Okay. So, Matt, talk about what your platform or your philosophy is when it comes to being in, you know, we talk often about our mayor up here behaving in a highly partisan manner. Talk about the nonpartisan role of mayor and what you would bring to that, or what your priorities are for the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids.
So I firmly believe, like, people have asked me to kind of you know, try to feel out which side I'm on. And I see no benefit at all in creating division between the people in the community, especially when it's, you know, smaller cities like we live in now. I've spent a long time, like, it was never necessarily on purpose, but the path God put me on was kind of a service, you know, getting into social work, learning how to communicate, learning how to listen, learning how to find out what people need in order to help them succeed in life. And then from there, you know, I worked multiple jobs with, you know, mainly with youth, so they didn't end up in the system. Try to get to them before they get in the system is always better than after they get in the system. But it just gave me a lot of tools. And when I chose to go into business and build this Express Recycling business for the last 18 years, it was all about building relationships with customer base, with, you know, commercial, industrial, residential. But then also the employees are huge. I mean, and if you don't have people, you know, good people working with you as a group, as a team, whatever you want to call it, nothing really happens. Like, that's always the hardest part. So coming into a city asking, you know, as an alderman, I decided this was what I wanted to do, build bridges, not only with the people in the city and the aldermen and everybody that's in that organization, but then also with the community, the residents, the businesses. And I already had a lot of those. I'd spent 5 years in the Chamber of Commerce, 2 years as the chair. We also started up a nonprofit 501c3 in order to help with recycling efforts in the surrounding, you know, the community and the surrounding communities. And it never blew up, but it certainly taught us a lot about how the nonprofit world works. So again, developing those relationships. So coming in as mayor, my goal is, this isn't about me, this is about the people in the community, because they're the ones that create the jobs, create businesses, work with each other. So if I can help build bridges and fill those communication gaps, whether it's between the city residents and the city employees and working on the same page to move forward, but then also with some of the nonprofits to help with, you know, business efforts where possible, you know, when it's possible to overlap those two. So ultimately, that's my goal, is to just build bridges, make sure the communication is on track, find common ground for people to be able to make big moves and move forward so that we can build our economy from the ground up again.
So having served on the city council in Wisconsin Rapids, what do you see as the biggest challenges if and when you are elected as mayor of Rapids?
So I'm seeing, I guess, if these are platform ideas, you know, like, I see the communication barrier between, you know, the residents and the businesses and the city itself. And to just, like, this, I guess, and I know people, some people don't always agree when I say this, but the city is actually a municipal corporation, and it needs to see the people who are paying, you know, money into that corporation to run a city in an organized manner, the roads and everything that goes along with running a good city. But you got to still see the residents and the businesses as your customers, and the customer service has to come in. And I know that everybody in the city is doing a great job. They work hard. You know, they're intelligent people that have worked hard to get to where they are. But they, you know, we also need to just keep that in mind, that these are the folks that make it all happen. Like, if we don't have the residents and the businesses, then we no longer have a city, and that's not what we want. So that customer service base is gonna, you know, we're gonna work on that and see what we can do to build that up. The second thing is the budget, and you know, this is something that every municipality is facing. It's much easier for us to take out debt and to fund our, not necessarily, they say it's not for operations, it's more for capital improvements, but ultimately we are taking out debt every year to run what we're, you know, our city. And I want to dive into the departments, into the budgets, deeper than I can do as an alderman, as a part-time person, and really see what's coming down the road, what we can do to change and grow into something that, you know, we're not seeing right now, because we need to. We need to make sure that our debt is under control and that we're fiscally sound as the federal level does what they're doing, and because we got some problems coming down the pipeline, as far as I would assume everybody can see that. The third thing I'd like to work on is trying to help build up the entrepreneurial platform of our youth and young adults and really get a cohesive, coherent program together to get people, you know, into their business, running their operations, having help with the peripheral stuff that is so important to actually the success of a business, and being able to have that there so people can plug themselves in and get their business up and running and have the support they need to be successful. And then the fourth thing, of course, is, you know, been in the news that the mill is going to be changing hands again, and it's going to be looking at, you know, some how to revamp it and what that's going to look like, and hopefully just pleasantly, assertively be a part of the process so that the city can come out on the other side of this in the best situation possible for them and for the business that ends up buying it. In the end, they own it, so we have, you know, they get final say, but at the same time, if we're working close together, we can get those things that we all need accomplished. So
before we run out of time, Matt Zacher, who's running for Wisconsin Rapids mayor, I know I've already shared that the current mayor, outgoing mayor Shane Blazer, has endorsed you. Can you talk a little bit about some of your other endorsements that you're proud of?
Yeah, and this, you know, I've been pretty fortunate. It's pretty humbling. And these are over the years I made these relationships. When I first moved here, Jerry Bach, previous mayor Jerry Bach endorsed me. And then previous mayor Mary Jo Carson endorsed me. Sean Becker, our current sheriff, has endorsed me. Our previous Kurt Hoyer, who was on the police force also, but just a big part of the community and just a really great person. And all these folks have endorsed me, which is great. But really, I look at this whole thing, and I never really thought about it as I was going through the process. But 18 years later into the business, and I start to make out a resume for running for mayor, and I realize so much of the stuff was already put in place. The relationships I built and established over the years, I was able to, you know, reach out to those relationships, and that helped me reach out, you know, to other people that we could talk to, because word of mouth is still, you know, the signs are great. You know, it's kind of a easy visual thing that you can do, but building those relationships is the key part to all of it. And that was kind of already set in place. And I'm very appreciative of everybody that's helped me through this process.
All right. Anything you want to add, Matt Zacher, for Wisconsin Rapids mayor, before I let you go?
No, I just kind of put this out there that everybody, I'm not super big on the effects of social media on our ability to communicate effectively. My number is 715-321-0727. Please feel free to give me a call, and we will talk things through and find common ground and move forward together as a community.
April 2nd is spring election day. And again, Matt Zacher, thanks for joining me this morning. I'm very grateful that you were able to get through. I know that I think your opponent called in. It was either this week or last week at some point. But all the best to you. I hope that you are successful. Sounds like you have a great platform, and I hope all goes well for you on April 2nd.
Thanks, Meg. I just wanted to say, too, that, you know, listening to you over the years, driving my kids to school and that, they kind of got to know you a little bit, too. And I've always appreciated the fact that you were willing to take risks and put yourself out there like you have in this, you know, on the radio in this scenario, and bring up some of the struggles that you and your family have gone through. I think that's very courageous of you, and I appreciate the fact that you're willing to do that for all of us.
Wow, how unexpected. Thank you. I appreciate your insight, and you know what you just said is encouraging to me. So I wish you the best. I will look forward to the results of the Wisconsin Rapids mayoral race. So all the best to you.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Thanks, bye. Matt Zacher. All right, so before I have to go on, I just have to look to see what I've got for, oh boy, I don't know if I have enough time. Actually, unfortunately, I do not. I will have to end on this last call. I apologize if you were waiting on hold. I would encourage you, tomorrow you'll have an opportunity again to call in, especially if you are a candidate or you are calling to endorse a candidate for office. You'll have another opportunity to do so tomorrow. Got a boogie for today. I hope you have a great day. I heard from one of our listeners who appreciated the bumper song that I was playing on the way in, so we'll go out on it as well. Take me home, country roads. Have a great day. God bless. Enjoy this beautiful sunny day. Talk with you again tomorrow.